For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. As Bozeman undergoes rapid growth and development, a neighborhood north of downtown is trying to preserve its history and quirkiness. Suzanne Held and Amy Kelly Hoitsma ride their bikes past colorful homes, community gardens, and the old Misko Mill, now home to art studios and galleries. Both women are board members of the Northeast Neighborhood Association, or NENA. Kelly Hoitsma is the president.
The neighborhood, some would argue, was kind of ignored for a long time because it was sort of the less fancy end of town. It was the blue-collar, sort of working-class part of town, the affordable part of town for a lot of people.
Kelly Hoitsma says that affordability drew in artists and entrepreneurs who helped shape the neighborhood's eclectic character. As Bozeman's population grew, it also attracted developers.
We had a historic brewery here, the Larrikin Brewery, and a developer was going to build on that property but maintain the wall. And when the 2008 crash came with the real estate market, they were unable to carry through with the project.
The property owners tried to stabilize the wall, but an engineering firm said it was unsafe and too far gone to repair. The wall was torn down in 2014.
Which was just a heartbreak for the neighborhood. We really tried to save it. And that's the kind of thing that people really came out of the woodwork to support.
To prevent this from happening in the future, NENA launched Photo Voices. The project asked residents to submit photos representing what they value in the neighborhood, along with written explanations. The board members will then condense the community input and submit it to the city this fall to create design guidelines for future development project applications. This could include how a building looks from the street, how much green space it has, and bike lane requirements. Tanya Andreasen, the neighborhood's coordinator for the city of Bozeman, has been working with Held and Kelly Hoitsma on Photo Voices.
We don't just need to take emails and letters and, you know, public comment at a meeting anymore. We like that this is creative and artistic and representative of maybe a group of people that don't usually contribute informal public comment.
NENA board members Held and Kelly Hoitsma are checking out the space at Tin Works Warehouse, where Photo Voices will be displayed next month. The building, which used to house a metalworking company, is slated for demolition this fall to make way for a new multi-use development.
So I have two different slideshows here.
Kelly Hoitsma pulls out her laptop to show some of the 50-plus photo submissions.
That's a little guy who was asked what his favorite treasure in the neighborhood is, and he immediately went to this little dugout spot between a big tree and the Beale Park Center. That's a little hiding spot for him.
Some of the other photos show block parties, alley murals, and Wild Crumb Bakery. Suzanne Held is leading the Photo Voices project. She says having an event where people live, not City Hall, makes it easier and less intimidating for more people to participate.
It's engaging people who might not have been engaged with city planning, with this type of thing before, and so it could also ignite interest in participation into the future.
Photo Voices will be on display August 9th and 10th at Tin Works Art, a temporary pop-up art installation in the Northeast neighborhood. People will be able to add their own comments next to the photos. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.